Hey, just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby, so I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And we'll have a good time.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, I'm a little flash.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Six and Roll, the first one of the new year. Appreciate you joining your girl. We're going to get this show started with some great topics. And you know one of those topics is Cat Williams, because he still got the internet ablazing. People are still talking about the Cat Williams interview that he did with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay, because he aired out a lot of comedians talking about Cedric stole his joke, and that talked about Steve Harvey, talked about Faison Law, Gary Owen, Kevin Hart. Excuse me, y'all. That's what he talked about. And so, yeah, we're going to get into that, as well as some other stuff. Just give me a minute here. So, yeah, so you know, the interview with Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp was last week. I think it was last week Wednesday. Yeah, last week Wednesday was the interview. The interview was at like 30-something million views already. It was at, like, the first day it was, like, at 5 million. Because Cat dropped a lot of bombs. And, like, when he said Cedric the Entertainer stole his joke, because he said, I think I did talk about it on, a little bit about it on BOE from the Pages to the Airways. I don't remember doing the Six and Road and talking about it. So he aired out Cedric didn't say he stole his joke. He said back in 1998 he did Comic View. He did the joke on Comic View. Comic View, they liked it so much that they used it as their intro. So when you would see the commercials of Comic View, or you would see that when Comic View come on, you would see him do this joke in the intro. Now, you know the internet, when you put something out there, the internet is going to go look for receipts. And they did. They found Cedric's comedy special where he did the same joke as Cat. And Cat's version of the joke, it was a Cadillac. And Cedric, he said a spaceship. Same joke, same premise. Same premise of the joke that he switched the car. He switched it from a car to a spaceship. It's the same joke, just switched from a car to a spaceship. Right? So, then he talked about Steve Harvey, how in Detroit they did a comedy competition, and he said he beat Steve Harvey. Right? He said he beat Steve Harvey. And that's what made Steve Harvey what he did. He beat the pants off of Steve Harvey, that he made Steve Harvey quit comedy after that. But, you know, Steve Harvey will give you a different reason of why he quit comedy. You know, he's been doing it he was doing comedy for like 25 years, right? And he said that Steve Harvey said he never wanted to be an actor. But Steve, when Bernie Mac, rest in peace to Bernie Mac, when he got the part for Ocean's 11, he said that Steve went and tried to get the same part that Bernie had gotten in Ocean's 11. I think already after Bernie got the part. But Steve had said he wasn't trying to be an actor, but you go behind, this supposed to be your boy in comedy, and you go behind his back trying to get his role in a movie. Like, even if you're not wanting to be an actor, you got served. He was the DJ, and you got served, disc jockey, and you got served. I think he did with Cedric the Entertainer, the Johnson Family, Vacation. I think he was in that. I think he did a cameo in Think Like a Man. Either one or two he did a cameo in, but you're not trying to be an actor. When he's Cat Williams said with Steve Harvey's on Shannon Sharp and did an interview, that Steve said he had 7 shows, right? But Cat said no. He didn't have the 7 shows. He didn't have 7 shows at the time. Like, it's like you say one thing and then there's evidence to contradict what you say. Like if somebody say, oh, they was in a movie and then say, well, I don't want to be an actor, but then get asked to be in other movies and you do the roles, but you're not trying to be an actor. And then, you know, with the Cedric the Entertainer part about stealing jokes, the internet, you know, they found out, you know, his joke, Cedric's joke, they put it, you know, they did like a, they played Cat's first, and then they, like, Cat had a movement he did when he was doing the joke, said did the same movement. It's like, but then you have to, and a lot of comedians have said, you know, well-known comics steal jokes. They do steal jokes because they say, if you are up and coming, at whatever you, let's say, whatever you do on your comedy set, that these well-known comedians will come, watch you do your set, right? And watch you do your set. And that one joke that you did in your set that killed the most, that was the funniest, they will take that joke and use it. But being that they, the, you know, the big time comedian, if they go on TV with it, it winds up being their joke. And I think at the time when Cat did his joke, he was called Cat in the Hat, so nobody knew who he was. And he did Comic View. And he said he did that joke, said saw him do that joke. And then all of a sudden, because he redid, so he first did the joke in 1998, he did the joke on Comic View. And then 2018, he did the joke again, and he said in 2018 is when Seth saw him do that joke and said, oh, you funny, da-da-da-da. And then a year later, 2019, he does the joke in his comedy special. Mm-hmm. And Cat said a lot of stuff that, you know, people are questioning if it's true or not. You know, he was like, yeah, I'm not trying to be in Hollywood that bad to where I need to wear a dress. And when you think about it, a lot of these comedian actors, they have, Chris Rock has done a movie and was in a dress. Chris Tucker I don't think he was in the dress, but he was. They did make, he did play a gay character in Fifth Element. Kevin Hart did a movie where he had on a dress, and people found the picture. I don't know what movie it was, but they found the picture of him in the, it was a purple dress, and he had like a strawberry blonde wig on to go with the dress. They showed Chris Rock. He, like I said, he did a movie where he had on the dress. They showed you a lot of, a handful of comedians. Because, you know, the internet pulls up receipts. It was a handful of comedians that did roles where they wore a dress. But one thing that Cass said, I don't think was kind of shocking. It was something shocking, but not really shocking. He said that in front of his agency, Harvey Weinstein told Cat Williams he would suck his dick. Now, we don't know how true that is because we don't know what he didn't mention, like the agency that he was a part of at the time that this happened. But he said, yep. He said Harvey Weinstein told him that he would and it's like then he mentioned Diddy partying with Diddy and he was like, nah, I'm good. But then when he mentioned Diddy, the internet went diving, deep sea diving, and I came up with some pictures of all the names he mentioned. They found pictures with them and Diddy. So you got Kevin Hart was in a lot of pictures with Diddy. It was Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, and Diddy. Diddy, Snoop, and somebody else. I think Kevin Hart. I'm not sure. I know it was Diddy in the middle, Snoop. No, I think it was Steve Harvey, Diddy, Snoop. And I think Diddy was in the middle. Snoop was on the right, and Steve Harvey was on the left. And they show you a lot of these celebrities that were in pictures with Diddy. So they wasn't just like, you know, Diddy's. Because, you know, a lot of people said, even Jamie Foxx mentioned how he met Diddy. And he said Diddy told him he'd throw parties, and Jamie let him throw a party. Yeah. You know, because you see the situation Diddy's in now, and it's like, damn, if all them people was going to Diddy's parties, did they know this was going on and it said nothing? Just like you might find people that are in pictures with R. Kelly before all that stuff came out. Did they know and said nothing? Because Jaguar Wright was also saying stuff about Diddy and all most of the people Kat mentioned. But people are like, okay, she was saying this stuff for years, but if you was there at Diddy's parties, then what was you doing? If Diddy was doing all this at his parties, what was you doing there? Yep. So, and people are still talking about it. But, people have their podcasts, people, other comedians go on people's shows. So people ask them questions and they give their opinion. And it's like, to say some of the stuff like when Cat mentioned Feeds on Love, said he wasn't a good big worm in Friday. So the reason why Chris Tucker didn't want to do another Friday is because he didn't want to be labeled, you know, a smoke for smoke, you know. You know how when you play a character, you get typecast, and he didn't want to be typecast of the Smokey character. Smoke weed in real life, and so he didn't want people thinking out of him. But that was, I think Friday was Chris Tucker's breakout role as an actor, because after that, he done did Rush Hour. Like I said, he did Fifth Element, he done did Rush Hour. And he was probably in some other movies. But I get it, as an actor, you don't want to be typecast, because when you get typecast, it only puts you in that one specific role, and you don't want that. You want to, as an actor, you want to show your range. He talked about the beef that Steve had with Bernie, brought that up, and Faison was like, because he said the Kings of Comedy tour was Steve's tour, and you know when it's your tour, you're the closer. But because he said Bernie was so good that people were leaving. Because Seth went first, then DL, or DL went first, then Seth, then Bernie. Bernie killed it, so after that, they left. Because Faison Love confirmed what Cat was saying, and he said that people were already in their cars and in the parking lot, ready to go home when it was time for C to hit the stage. And I think he said, and that's why I think C went to switch with Bernie, had Bernie go last so that he can get his time in telling his jokes. And Cat said, you know, Bernie's the king, you know. He said, don't matter if Bernie go first, last, second, or third, he's still going to kill. And you was mad at that. You know, it's crazy. And you know, when you do an interview, and people pay attention to the interview, and you say things, you know people want to do a deep dive to see if it's true or not. And that's what the internet's been doing, and they've been posting receipts. Bernie Mac's daughter has a podcast. She hasn't talked about it, but she did make a TikTok video and said that people were asking what she thought about what Kat said. And she said she never got to meet Kat, but there are some comedians, because of her father, that she did get to meet. She said she never got to meet Kat. She said she wished she would. She wished she would have. And she said, well, since her dad, she said, my dad's been gone for 15 years. I ain't been in the comedy space since my dad been gone. So I don't know what's going on. And I understand that. I definitely understand that. Kids, and I'm, you know, and I'm no longer doing radio, and I pass it on to my kids, you know, like, I pass doing radio on to my kids, and then, you know, your mom was great doing radio, and they might say stuff that might, like, that I get it. You was around when your dad was on comedy, but he's no longer here. He's been gone for 15 years. So it's like when people bring shit up, it's like you don't know. So yeah. So it's been, you know, it hasn't really died down yet. It will die down, the cat situation. But as long as people keep going down the rabbit hole and finding stuff, that cat interview is not going to die down. And he did, after doing that interview with Shannon Sharpe, he was in Houston doing a comedy show. Because there's a video, I came across a video clip of him doing the comedy show. And not only did he do an interview with Shannon Sharpe, after doing the interview with him, he did an interview with Willie D. Willie D is one of the members of the Ghetto Boys. And Willie D has his own podcast. And Kat did an interview. I didn't watch it because I think because that Shannon Sharpe interview went so viral, that Willie D's probably going to ask him, you know, was that, like, repeat what Shannon already asked him. Because, you know, on YouTube, when you, like, land on the video, it'll let you hear sound bites, a little bit of the sound bite. And, you know, if you want to watch the video or not. And when Willie D started off talking about he's from Cleveland, but no, Kat is from, he's from Ohio, but Kat's from Cincinnati, Ohio, and not, is it, he's not from Cleveland. I think he said Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken, but he's from Ohio. And so, yeah. And I'm sure people probably, but Willie D is not going to get the big views like Shannon did. But he's going to get some views on it because people are going to tune in to see if Kat has more shit to say that he didn't say with Shannon Sharpe. Yep. So, we're going to go into this next topic. So, for those of you who watch the show TGIS, you notice starting, was it Monday? Because they was on the break. So last week Monday was, you know, the first day of the new year. So they were on break. So I think last week, They were on, and Carolina Sanchez. So then, as if you noticed, Funky Dineva wasn't there, and Funky Dineva did a video saying he left TGIF, saying it was the money situation. They signed contracts. Alan Coria signed a 2-year contract. He only signed 6 months, and when the 6 months was up, you know, if he could renew it if he wanted to. He didn't want to because before he got with TGIF, he was, you know, making videos on YouTube and stuff like that. And he felt, you know, he said, like, if they were doing two shows a week. That was Monday, and it was Wednesday, and it was Friday that they would do two shows a week. And he said during the two shows a week, they were getting paid, let's say, $20 an episode. And then when they went 5 days a week, it went from 20 to 17, down $3. But they were saying to him, but you're still getting a lot of money. But he's saying that with his YouTube channel, he can make the same amount that they're paying him with his YouTube channel. And I think that's what he's doing. He decided to, he's like, and also he said in another video that, why am I helping another, you know, another network when I got my own channel to be building out and, you know, he's already making money. So, yeah, and that's one to pay. And then it's like going 5 days a week, he has no time to make videos on his YouTube channel. And so he left. And, you know, Claudia and I wished him well. You know, they said what they said, you know, about him being gone. It should have been left alone, but Claudia, I guess, made a social media post, video about it, and he didn't like that. And it's like he's pissed off, and he's pissed off. And I think he's pissed off with Claudia. Because the last video I just watched of his, he said there are people I should have punched in the face. And I'm like, because him and Flame I don't know if you could call it a beef, but they got into it before. You understand? Saying they got into it before. And it's like, damn, you got a person I don't get along with pulling in on my spot. And I get it. I'm doing radio, but let's just say this is somebody else's station, not my own. And I say, oh, I can start my own station, da 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 da. And then they have somebody I don't get along with pulling in my spot. That's kind of that, I guess to him, that might seem kind of shady. It might seem shady to him. To me, too, I think it's kind of shady. That you would, you would have somebody I don't get along with fill my spot. Like, I get it. He's live right now. He got 70K watching. And you know what's crazy, though? I'm not even live right now. No. It's live right now. And it says 17K watching. Put it on because, you know, I don't want to interrupt in the show. But when he went and TGIF is on right now at the same time. Now I'm a go to TGIF is live right now. And right now it says 3.6K watching. Funky Donnie, we got 1,700 people. That's crazy how he got more people in his live than TGIF. And the most TGIF has ever done as far as numbers of what people watching while it's live, K. So that means that a lot of people were there because of Funky Dot. You have to think about it. A lot of people were there because of Funky Dineva. I know who Claudia is. I know who Al is. But I think I tuned in, really. I still watch, but I think I tuned in because of Funky Dineva. The craziest thing when you watch a show, and you watch his show, and you only watch it because of one person that's on the show. Like, I watch a reality show called Chasing Atlanta. I started watching it because Oliver Twist, who's on that show, that's the only reason why I started watching it, because he was on that show. And I say, because it's a reality show with gay men and women, gay men, trans women, you know, you say, oh, this wouldn't be a show for me because of the people that's in the show. But I only started watching because Oliver was in it. And Oliver, I've got to know who Oliver is through T.S. Madison. And, you know, yep, I got to know Oliver through, so when he was on that show, I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And now I like it. I like the show. But this is crazy. Crazy. What's crazy is with Funky Dineva, everybody's talking about him leaving and his reasoning for leaving. And and it's like, wow. Everybody's talking about it. Yep, they are talking about it. Because it says here, a lot of people doing their own little commentary on it. It says, Funky Dineva destroys Claudia Jordan and Fosso in ratings. Because, like I said, they did 3,000, they had 300K people in the chat while TGIF was live. And while Funky was live, he had 14.7K tuned in while he was live. A lot of blog sites and podcasts are talking about it. He's live right now, and it says 17K watching. I went to Foxhole's YouTube, and it said it's live. It doesn't say it's TGIF, but it says 3.6K. Two days in a row, and then he's going to go on air at 8 o'clock again, the same time as TGIF, and if the numbers keep going higher and higher, that should let you know that that TGIF is only doing good because of Funky Dineva. Crazy, y'all. Because when he left, and he shared that he left Fox Soul, he said him and Claudia and Al are still good. Because even Claudia said, you know, we're gonna come out there to where he's at in Miami, and they're gonna hang out. But now with all this drama, I doubt if they're gonna go hang with him. But Claudia did an interview with Conscious TV, and she said in that interview, because Conscious asked her what made her start the show TGIF. She said, I wanted to do a show, kind of like, I guess you could say kind of like The View, but with men. you know, because he asked her what she's feeling, did she take the idea from Nene? Because Nene was going to do a show, and she had, I think it was 3 or 4 gay men, and when they showed you the intro, and they showed the intro of her show, it was like, this gay person, he reads. This one does this, this one does that. And it was like, it didn't come off right with people. It didn't come off right with the viewing people. They didn't like it, so it didn't happen. It didn't happen, but he asked her, did she get that, take Sil Nene's idea? And she was like, no, and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm just saying. And she did like a close to three-hour interview, or maybe three, with Conscious, and, you know, they brought up Funky Dineva and all that. Yeah. So yeah. He's live right now. I don't want to unmute the TV to put the noise in the back unless he's talking about something I'm talking about to give context to what I'm talking about. That's the only reason why I will unmute it. But other than that, no. I'll probably watch the video later. But I'm looking at the numbers. Because, like, it'd be like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people in there. And he'd be like, you know, he would say stuff and like, hit the like button with your, to all the wide back girls, hit the like button. So it's like, we got all these people in here, but none of y'all not hitting the like button. Yeah. So, I think it was last week sometime, there's a bunch of cop cars at the Mall of Miami, and they're trying to, well, Chris Brown put it out there to try to say it was aliens, that something happened at the mall, and all of cop cars is there because they're trying to say it was aliens. And then Claudia said, when I watched TGIF today, and they talked about what he said on his Twitter, which is now X. But what he said, the comment, the post he made, she was like that there was footage from that day and that images were blurry. That the images from that day was blurry. But it does. Yep. So, yeah. I hope that, you know, Funky Dineva and Claudia squash whatever it is, because she was good enough to work with. Now all of a sudden you got beef with her. And then there was a video that was posted that he posted that I didn't get to look at yet, that I wanted to look at. I was hoping to do it before the show, and then I can talk about it. And that is, let me get some, and that is this, it says, Flame Monroe, then it says, Kay just called me with Flame Monroe on the phone. And then he talked about Rebecca A. Fox, and what she said when TMZ asked her, does she agree with Taraji? And then her response was, I don't have those kind of problems. And then he also talked about the aliens in Miami. So I think because I don't know which part he's talking about first, but I think I'm going to play the video. Talked about you know, there'd be aliens in Miami, but.
I don't know why people just won't leave me alone. I was in here minding my business like I always do, gathering topics, getting ready to call y'all to make a YouTube video about Taraji and Vivica and Fantasia and who else I had on the list. The aliens in Miami and Tori Hart going on tour with Cat Williams. And here comes Tasha K calling me with damn Flame Monroe on the phone. I knew I shouldn't have answered the damn phone. What's on about it? Now, so girl, now if y'all go on my Instagram page, y'all see that I wrote a post saying, what do y'all want me to talk about right now? I'm getting ready to make a video. So I'm laying in the bed, gathering my content, getting ready to make a video, and my phone rings, and I look down at the phone, and it's Tasha K. And she says, hey, do you have 5 minutes to talk? And I said, yeah, what's up? And she was like, you know, I got Flame on, but table that for a minute. Tasha called me either last night or the night before last, and she was saying, you know, that she has a lot of respect for Flame. She has a lot of respect for me. And would I be open to having a conversation with Flame so we can extinguish this make-believe imaginary beef or whatever it is? And I told Tasha initially, I said, absolutely not. I said, conversations are for people who are trying to salvage relationships. I said, I don't have a relationship with Flame Monroe. I never met Flame. I don't know Flame. We're not in the same age bracket. We don't hang out with the same people. So me liking Flame or not liking Flame, Flame liking me or not liking me does not impact my life whatsoever. So, no, I mean, there's nothing for Flame and I to have a conversation about. Towards the end of the conversation, Tasha asked me again, you know, Q, would you be willing? I'm always willing to broker peace. So I was like, you know what, Tasha, fine. If Flame wants to talk, I'm open to talking. But let the record reflect, I don't have a problem with Flame Monroe. So Tasha just calls me right now, and she's like, hey, you have 5 minutes? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know, I got Flame on the other line. I just, you know, think y'all should have a conversation. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then, you know, Tasha goes, this is off the record. And as me and Tasha are talking, she begins, she slips in there, you know, I want to record this and y'all can do it for the culture. I said, absolutely not. And then I hear Flame in the background saying, well, you know, in a hostile tone, well, I don't want to talk. You know, you can't throw rocks and hide your head. You do everything else public or whatever the case may be. And then I just said, girl, bye, and I hung up the phone. Regret the fact that I even answered it. And I'm addressing it now. Because I know it's going to become a thing. Even the simple fact that Tasha K called me with Flame and I refused to talk is going to become a headline. So I said, let me go ahead and get ahead of it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm telling this story. Here is why I have no interest in having a recorded conversation with Flame. I already see this for what it is. If your interest is to broker peace with me and thus have some type of understanding, what are we doing it publicly for? I don't know Flame's intentions, and I don't know Tasha's intentions, but I have no interest in putting on a show for the people. Because the only thing that's going to happen is me and Flame going to get to arguing while it's being recorded, and then now it's going to create this whole train of YouTube drama. I'm not interested in it, all right? I don't have a problem with Flame Monroe. Flame did an interview on The Breakfast Club that, in my opinion, was pandering to the straight people. It was very anti-LGBTQ, very anti-trans, in my opinion. I did a video on it. From my understanding, that video upset Flame, all right? And she has the right to be upset. And from that moment on, that was years ago, from that moment on, Flame has been going around saying the most inflammatory, ridiculous things about me, down to me being a meth head, a crackhead, all these different things that are not true, but I really don't care. I don't know this lady. As it relates to Fox Soul, when her name was brought up, I made the comment, that bitch will not be on this show as long as I'm sitting here. And I stand by that. In what world do you invite somebody onto your platform that talks shit about you on a consistent basis? Those are the only two references Flame Monroe or anyone has of me ever making any reference to Flame. So as far as this, I throw rocks and hide my hands. Where are these rocks? I encourage anybody to please go online and find any video footage, any social media footage of me saying anything about Flame Monroe. I don't talk about Flame. I don't know that lady. And furthermore, I don't have a problem with you, Flame. I really don't. People think what I got going on with Fox Soul right now has something to do with Flame. I'm here to let y'all know, and I'm here to let Flame know. Flame
had a micro infusion facial.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm commercial. Yes, what else?
Baby, this has nothing to do with you whatsoever. You are just being used as a pawn in a bigger game. I promise you, what's going on right now with me and whomever has nothing to do with Flame. Nothing to do with Flame. And since I'm already on the topic, you know, Flame, I'm here to let you know, baby girl, you know, the phone call you made on three-way to Al about, you know, oh, you know, the bitch that said he'll never be on the show, I'll be sitting next to you Monday. Kudos to you, baby. Kudos to you. You don't have one up on me, baby. You're sitting in a seat that I vacated. I quit. And what I said held true. You will not be there as long as I'm there. And I'm gone. You can have it, baby girl. I walked away. And quiet as it's kept, you being there really didn't help them much because we saw the numbers last night and we saw my numbers. At this point, they're going to need Michelle Obama sitting in that damn seat to help them. Like I said, I'm saying it once, I'm saying it for the masses, and this is what I would have said to Flame on the phone. If what I did in that Breakfast Club interview offended you to the point, Flame, where you're still upset years later and you got to hurl insults and all these types of things, then I apologize. I do. Flame, I really do feel like sometimes your commentary about the community panders to the straight and is dangerous to the community. And if that offended you, Flame, I'm sorry. But let the record reflect, I do not have a problem with Flame Monroe. I do not have a problem with Flame Monroe. I do not have a problem with Flame Monroe. Flame Monroe, you, Fox Soul, and TGIF, I wish y'all all the best, baby. You can have a seat. Do good, mama. Thank you and be blessed. Moving right along, child. The people is mad, honey. The people is mad, honey. They say.
Okay. So you heard, so he has no beef with Flame Monroe. But Flame Monroe was mad because she did an interview in the Breakfast Club. And he made commentary about the interview, and she didn't like what he said. And so now you hear him say, you know, Tasha K called him with Flame and said she wanted to record it. And he said that Flame said, you want to throw rocks and hide your hands. He's like, what rocks? What rocks? What rocks am I, what rocks? I thought they had beef, but he said they don't. And that is kind of you calling me out the blue to have me have a talk with this person and you want to record it. Because the reason why I think Tasha K want to record it is because she want to use it as an exclusive for her site, for her podcast. She want to use it as an exclusive, like, oh, I got Flame and Funky to talk, and doesn't squash their beef with a beef they didn't have. And he just said it. He said, as long as he's sitting on that, in that seat on Fox Soul, Flame was not going to be on the show. And now that he left, they got Flame. Said while he was in that seat, Flame would have never been a guest on the show. She wasn't. And they've been doing that for, what, 3 years? And she ain't been a guest? And now that Funky's gone, all of a sudden now, you want to book her as a guest? That's strange. Even though he said the beef was imaginary, and I agree with Funky on that. Right? I agree with Funky on that. And it's like, I agree. But when you think about it, right? If you ask his coworker, a supposedly friend, and you knew they had this, and if he told you they had this imaginary beef, and that's why she would never be on the show while he's there, and then as soon as he leaves, you book her for the show. Because if you could have got any comedian to do that, you didn't have to pick Flame. Because Flame is there for the whole week. Everybody who's filling in is going to fill in for a whole week, and then they're going to get somebody else. So Funky C is going to keep being in rotation until they find somebody permanent to take Funky's place. Yep. And I doubt if they do. But when Claudia was gone, they had TS fill in, that Carolina fill in while she was gone because she was filming a movie and stuff like that. So they had, you know, TS fill in, Carolina fill in, and then the first week back, they had Carolina fill in, and now the second week is playing. Like you said, they don't have beef, but people are assuming they have beef. People are assuming they have beef. All because of commentary he did on her interview that she did at the Breakfast Club. He said ever since then, she's been talking about him. Like he's a crackhead, this and that, meth head. She didn't claim I've been saying all of that. That's crazy, yeah. No, that's crazy. This is over. I'm a friend watching the video. But on to what Vivica said, well, as you know what I was saying about Vivica, when TMZ asked her about what Taraji has been saying, she said, you know, she gave a response, has nothing to do with me. You know, people want to run with that and say, make it feel like she's being shady to the situation. There is disparity, pay disparity. Look at if you friends negotiated $1 million. The cast of Friends negotiated a deal of $1 million an episode. And Friends was on for, I think, 9 or 11 seasons. You understand what I'm saying? Yep. Friends did that. And then, you know, when people try to negotiate their contract, you know, they get turned down, like, nope. They're like, nope. Like, If there's another season, I'm not coming back. And if you're one of the main characters, that messes up the flow of the show. If you're an actor, is an actor or actress on a TV sitcom, and you negotiate your contract and they won't budge, and you say, well, if it gets renewed, you're not coming back. If you're one of the main characters, it messes up, canceled the show and brought the show back as the Connors. And he was like, bringing it back as the Connors, but how you going to explain why Roseanne's gone? And they killed her off. They killed her character off. They said she had some type of accident, and that's why she's long. We know people. I never watched an episode of The Connors, but Roseanne, when it was in reruns, I used to watch some of it. Yeah. And so, because Taraji was, in this situation, Taraji was like, they told them, production told them, oh, we're gonna get y'all rental cars, y'all drive yourselves to set, to film. And as a lot of people are saying, that's a liability, because something happened, that's a liability. And it wasn't until she told Oprah what was going on that something got done. But Oprah was saying, though, even though she's a producer, the money situation, that comes from Warner Brothers. Even though she's a producer on the film and Spielberg is a producer on the film and whoever else is on the producer on the film, the money situation comes from Warner Brothers. And I don't think Warner Brothers is trying to shell out any money. They said it was to do The Color Purple, it was $100 million. And they haven't even made that money back yet. They haven't even made they had a big opening on Christmas, but as of lately, they're at 50-something million for The Color Purple. Because they talked about it on TGIF, and I think one of the reasons I think they were saying that people are not going is because it's a musical. So you're going to get it's the same as the original, just that the scenes that you saw in the original the person playing that character is singing it instead of just acting it. So of course, the one of the best scenes in the movie is when Shook Avery was walking down to the church singing the song, and they panned to her, they panned to the choir in the church, because they hear it, and they like, who's that singing? Who's it? So I know that one has been, I don't know if that scene is that. Is going to be as good as the original, because Taraji can sing, but there are some actors who can act, who can sing, but they're more known for their acting than their singing, that you don't know how good their singing is because they haven't done a role where it has them singing. So, yeah. I think what else do I want to share? Do I want to share with you people? With you people before we officially out of here. It is raining here. Yep. It snowed over the weekend, and it rained, and it was snowing and raining. it's like winter starts in December and we didn't have no snow, no nothing. It was just cold. Now we get into January and it's snowing. Now it's raining, but I think this time we're probably going to get some snow. We might get some snow again. Upstate New York, they even if it doesn't snow down here, upstate New York always gets snow. And I feel sorry for those people that live up there. And like Buffalo, New York, they get snow. And damn, we don't have snow, but they got snow. And depending on how many inches they get, you know, they cancel school because it's really hard to get through the snow. Yeah. And like certain areas of Jersey, too, where it may snow, it may rain. That's what's crazy to me is, like, I remember when I lived in New York. So I was living in New York. And it's like, oh, we got chances of rain. And what was crazy that it rained. So if you was on one side of the street, you was where it was raining. And on the other side, there was no rain. How one side is rain, the other side, no rain. That, experiencing that was like crazy to be like, what? No rain? It's like, no rain? Oh, boy. It's a 9 o'clock, and I'm here by myself doing the show. You know, we're broadcasting our old Southern Again 6 Hours Radio. And I don't understand why my boy 6 ain't here doing the show with me. I don't understand. When we started back up last year, he was on the show with me. Missionary Kim was on the show with us. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, it turned into me being by myself. I don't mind, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind, but well, you know, he's expecting. I guess it is what it is. It was going to be. It is what it is. But for me, I like it when they're all together. So when I speak on a topic, we get other people's opinions, not just my own. Yep. So, yeah. And I might end it a little early because I still have another show to do at 11 o'clock, the Indie Experience. It's crazy when you're doing two shows at once. Not two shows at once, but you got to do two shows in one day. So yeah. Now I know y'all hear me when I do my shows. Y'all hear me talk about the online stores that we have. We have the Rotoscribe merch store, Jocko Forever store. And when you go to the website, Rotoscribe merch, you're going to see at the top of the page, you are going to see discount code. And the discount code for the new year is family. So, if you decide to go to the Rotoscribe merch store and buy an item, you can use the code family to get a discount. Now, if you're like buying, let's say, I think one of the lower priced items in the store, I think is the mug. And that's like, I think $14.99. So like, if you're going to buy the mug, I would not use the code. Let me see something here. I'll tell you. Just give me a minute. I want to see something. Because I think the lowest item is the mug. The lowest item is the mug. And like I said, it's $14.99. And then if you add whatever the tax is, if you add what the tax is, I'll tell you, what is it? Okay, let's see here. I'm just going to pick a store, and I'm going to tell you if it's worth using the code. Because sometimes, if you're getting the cheapest item, it makes no sense to use the code if it's not going to be that, like, even with adding tax. So, so this is what it says when you go to either store. It says use code FAMILY at checkout for $11 off your order. Right? And like I said, the cheapest item, well, the cheapest item on the Black Oak Forever, in the Black Oak Forever store is the mug, which is $16.99. So let's see here. Click on it. Because I want to see what's the total. I don't need the mug. I'm just saying, I just want to see what the total is. $10.99. The total price of the mug. Right? It's an 11-ounce mug. It's black with gold lettering, right? So the shipping is calculated at checkout. So I am, let's see here. I'm trying to see something. Okay, so I'm not getting it. I just want to see what the total will be. Okay, let's click on the cart. So we know that the mug is $16.99. And click checkout. Because I want to see what the total is going to be. Oh, so when you go to check out, you have to put your info. But I think the tax is whatever. I think it's based on your state tax. They calculate whatever your state tax. They calculate whatever your state tax is. I remember I used to order from catalogs, And I remember inside the catalog, they used to have the chart where it tells you if you're in this state, this is what the tax would be for your items. So let's see here. So they need you to put a number, a telephone number in. Right. Okay, so you say deliver to this. I'm not buying the item, I'm just wondering. Okay, I just want to see. I want to let y'all know if it's worth using the code. Okay, so you put in your information. So standard delivery is $4.99. So the sales tax is $1.46. And so it's $4.99 for them to deliver it. So it comes out to $23. So if I add the code, right? I think the code is in all caps, so I think that's how you, as how you written it is how you apply it, how you have to write it to apply it to your order. So when I put the code in, it says, sorry, this promo code cannot be applied to your order. And the reason why is because even though with the $4.99 delivery fee, you're paying $23, if I subtract the $11 from this So the actual price for the mug that you would pay for would be $11.44, right? But the purpose of you purchasing a product is from whoever's store is so that you get the product and they can make a profit. And by putting the code, if let's say if it accepted the code, no one makes a profit if you put the code in. Like if you order in a mug, they're not gonna let you use the code unless you order more than one item. Right? They're not gonna let you use the code unless you're ordering more than one item. Because this is what drop shipping is where you create the product on a site, they, and so good about it is that they ship the product for you. So you create the product, they ship it for you. That's why I like drop shipping, is because I can create a lot of product and not have to hold inventory. That's what's so good about drop shipping is the fact that I can create product and I have to hold inventory. $16.99 is not bad. You know, $16.99 is not bad for a price of an item. When you compare that to other sites, and so when you go to the web, when you go to the online store and you see use code, if you click on, I think if you click on the actual code, I think you'll be able to click on the actual code word and then all the CSS copied. And then now, when you go to figure out what you want to get from this, to do before, and I get the discount, it'll be $10. And so when you think about it, because this is drop shipping and not the person themselves holding the product and shipping it themselves. So, you know, and what I like is that you can pay with PayPal, you can do Afterpay, you can do Google Pay. So if you use any of those, you can pay with that. Afterpay, what I like with Afterpay is that if you decide to use Afterpay for the item, well, $16.99 is not a lot of money, but when you don't have it, it's a lot when you don't have it. So they break it up in four payments. So it said with Afterpay, it would be $4.25 a month. So let's say you bought the mug with Afterpay for this month, you would pay $4.25, and the next month another $4.25. So that's $8.50. $44. So with $23.44. So you would do $4.25, and then because it's 44, so, well, you know, if you get, see, me and math is not good friends. Me and math is not good friends. But, yeah, you're buying, like, a more pricier item, yes, $11 off. That's good. You save $11, but still, you're saving some money, but you're also helping out the business. Because I've seen places where I've gone online into stores and I see their prices. I'm like, you know, I'm looking at the item, like, these items not really worth that money. But the Black Oak Forever store is connected to the Black Oak Forever Foundation, so any money coming from the store goes to the foundation. So for those who buy it from the store, you're helping out the foundation. Just think of it as helping out the foundation. Yep, just think of it that way, of helping out the foundation. Yep, so when you go to either site, that's the code. If you go to start a merch store, the code is going to be the same. And I think on the road to start a merch, the mug is $14.99. The road to start a mug is $14.99. And you figure, so if it's 20, so with the $16.99, it came up to $23. You figure 14. It's going to be, or maybe at 20-something dollars. Yeah, it makes so. And see, with drop shipping, to me, drop shipping is good, but with drop shipping, the reason why you see these price points is because the person who owns this online store, so let's say it says the t-shirt is $10.99, right? You put your thing, whatever you're going to put on the shirt, whatever logo you're going to put on the shirt, right? It's the people who's doing the work for you, yeah, they're charging you $10.99 for the shirt. And then they figure for you to make a profit, they calculate the $10.99 plus whatever it's going to cost to make the profit. And then you're going to add, you know, the tax and then the shipping. Because let's just say if I had the inventory, I have to figure out is what do they charge to ship these type of items. Because the post office has standard shipping, and then they have next day air with 2 days, and the same thing. I think that UPS has the same thing where it can be shipped in the next, you get in the next 2 days, right? But then whatever the post office charges to ship the product, I have to add that. Can you, whichever shipping company I'm using, either the post office, UPS, FedEx, whatever they charge to ship, I have to add that to the price of what I'm selling the item for. So say like, I say, okay, this is $25 plus whatever cost to ship it. You may say to yourself, that's too much. You know, say that's too rich for my blood. I'm not going to get the item. But it doesn't matter if you get it from me or someone else. You're still going to have to pay that shipping. That shipping, unless free shipping. See, if free shipping is offered on any place you go to order an item, that some companies do free shipping because they can afford to do free shipping. And they may still give you a discount and give you a discount and free shipping. Do both. Be able to do both. But so if I say free shipping, right? That $4.99 goes away, you still pay. The $4.99 goes away, and you still pay. You pay the $15.99 plus the $1.46. So you're actually paying $17 in change for the mug. Because, but there's really no, when you think about it, for those who want to start their own online stores and stuff, when you think about it, there's no profit there. Because remember, if you're doing drop shipping, the company that's doing your drop shipping, whatever they're charging for let's say the mug, whatever they're charging, they're gonna take their money out for every item you sell. They're gonna take their money out, and you get the rest. So if the mug is, like I said, $10.99, they're gonna take their $10.99, and you get the rest. And what I like about these dropshipping sites is that you can do samples of the item. You can have samples made of the item and then have somebody model it, and so people see a sample of it. Say, oh, I like that. I'm going to order me that. And then, you know, so yeah. There is a code. So the code is family, and it's all in caps. So when you use it, you go to the site, just click on it, it'll copy it, and then you just put in your information on what you're going to order, and it'll calculate it at the, it'll take it off at the end. It's not going to take it off until you check out. So you got PayPal, Afterpay, and Google Pay. And it's going to ask you, you know, your method of payment. If you say PayPal, it's going to ask you to log into your PayPal. And if you got money in your PayPal, that money in your PayPal will cover it. If you have Google Pay, then you got money in Google Pay, it'll take you to your Google Pay account. And then you will put your information in and pay for your item. Yep. But for those who want to get into, you know, the drop shipping business, I think But I know, you know, people, I don't never, I always want to put my stuff at a reasonable price because I know times are hard for people. And I know people want to support, but they're like, you know what, I ain't got it like that, but, you know, I ain't got it like that, but, you know, I do want to support. Like my boy Eric, who runs the Nighthawk Network, you know, he's like, yo, he said to me, I got to go to your store and, you know, get something, but, you know, I don't have it, like, because I don't have it at the moment, but when I do, I'll get something. And I understand. You know, times is hard for people. And, you know, and I think a lot of people are using credit cards when they want to get something. They're using their credit cards. If you don't have it, this is what I want to say to the people. If you don't have it, don't go using your credit card to get it. Because remember, that same amount that you gotta pay that back on your credit card. Because if you don't got the money, if you didn't have the money to buy it, you ain't going to have the money to pay it back to your credit card. Let me check to see if anybody. Oh, Six finally joined me. And I'm busy talking about drop shipping. What's up, Six? What's up, Six?
So, yeah, I'm just talking. Right now, I'm talking about drop shipping. I'm telling the people about drop shipping, letting them know on my online store there's a code there that will say decide to order something that they can use the code, but if you get the cheapest item, the code is not going to work.
Because no profit will be made. So, you know, if you want to get into, like, their own online store, that when you put those codes work on items that are high priced and not the cheapest ones, because the site will tell you you can't use this code for this item.
Hello.
Okay.
God damn it.
What?
Is this Six and Road or is this just Road? I understood you had a co-host, and if you got rid of him, I mean, I think you should email him or call him and let him know. It's the Heartthrob from the 80s. Happy New Year.
Nobody. I didn't get rid of anybody.
Yeah, well, how come I heard you for an hour and a half, and I haven't heard the gentleman that does the show with you? Well, what happened?
I don't know. When the other host decides to call in, they call in. Show must go on.
Well, if he doesn't want to do the show, then the Heartthrob will do it with you. How are you, baby?
I don't need the Heartthrob to do the show with me.
You remember me, Heartthrob, from the 80s. How are you?
I'm good, Heartthrob, but I don't need you to do
all
the
right.
show with me.
Of course I'll do a show with you. All you had to do was ask. So we're going to get rid of that other guy.
I don't need you, Heartthrob.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of that other guy. What was his name? Seven Eyes or something like that?
So you're going to get rid of Six Eyes. How are you going to get rid of Six and the show is on his station?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. He's not there. So let the Heartthrob do it.
So you tell him that. You tell him you're taking his spot.
Well, I don't think he'll mind. So what's up? What's up? What we're talking about tonight, baby?
The Cat Williams situation, because even though it went viral, he's done another interview since after doing that Shannon Sharp interview. He's done another interview. I haven't watched that one, but he's done another interview.
I heard that fella got 10 million views in one day or one week, something like that.
It's at 30-something, I'll tell you, right now.
Come on and tell me.
I
would
tell you
would you like to have a
number,
Dr. Pepper with me? You like to drink a Dr.
I'm
Pepper
tell you
with
the exact
me?
Number.
All right.
I'm going to tell you the exact number on the on it so far. Let's see. You're going to pull up Club Shay Shay. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It is 'cause the actual video is 2 hours, 46 minutes, and 5 seconds.
Hello.
And every day, so it is at 39 million views in 6 days.
Oh, that gotta be inflated. No way. No way.
Yes. 39 million views
in 6 days. That means everybody's going on there just about every other minute to watch that.
Okay, so So on Club Shay Shay, he's interviewed the same people that Cat Williams was talking about, and I'm going
right.
to pull up. I'm going to pull up the numbers that their videos did. And
I'm so happy I'm doing the show with you. Doesn't this feel good? I'm so happy I'm doing the show with you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Heartthrob. I'll be on here every week doing the show with this lady here, Road, Heartthrob from the 80s, replacing Six Eyes. I'm so happy.
Okay.
The Heartthrob and Road Show. I like that.
Let's see here.
You're happy, too. You're listening to the Heartthrob and Road Show.
It's Marshawn Lynch. That's not what I'm looking for. Are you running? No.
A Heartthrob and Road Show.
Then D. Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen A. Smith. Tabitha Brown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jacquees. No.
Oh, yeah.
Tabitha. Timberland. Omarion. Okay, here we go. Let's go here.
From the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey also did a 2-hour interview, but his is only at 10 million.
Now,
it was 8 months
ago. Steve Harvey? Didn't you date Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey's at 10 million, and that's 8 months ago.
I thought you did.
Cash interview was 6 days ago, and it's at 39 million.
I don't believe it. 9 million?
I'm looking for the Cedric Entertainer one.
I don't believe that.
Okay, you talked about Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley's is at 3.7 million, so Steve's is more than Ricky Smiley's. Uh, I'm looking for specialty entertainers. Tell you what numbers that one did. Let's see here.
So I show up here every Tuesday, right? What time should I call in? We start at 8 o'clock.
It's at
right?
8 o'clock. The show is at 8 o'clock. Right. So, let's
so I
got to
be, all right, like five or 10 minutes early. I'm so excited.
So, Cedric the Entertainers. Cedric the Entertainer was a year ago, so. Okay, let's see here. The full interview of Cedric the Entertainer was a year ago and he only did 1.7. Steve did 10 million. Ricky Smiley did 3.6.
So how did the cat guy
and cat is just a big go at 39 million.
How is that? How is
yeah.
that?
So even there's a clip where he got where he asked Cedric, did he still catch joke? And Cedric said no. But when the internet pulled up both videos of them doing the same joke, it's the same joke. Cedric just changed his from a car to a spaceship. So, and then when there was another joke that Cedric did. Bob, when he says on his special, he was like, "Oh yeah, abominations," but the joke actually came from Meshach Taylor on Designing Women back in the '80s. Meshach Taylor was talking to Suzanne, and he was telling her the story about abominations, and he said abominations work with his family. And he said, and then when Sad did the joke, he was talking about a neighbor of his cousin's. And then when he goes, oh, the cousin said, you could call, no, the cousin's like, no, his name ain't by my initials, his name is CJ. He was saying, you could call me by my initials. When somebody pulled that up, found that on the internet, pulled that up, it's like, Cat is right, they do these stealing jokes. Because Designing Women was in the '80s. So, but yeah. Out of all Shannon Sharpe's interviews, I think Cat Williams is the highest rated one. And that was 6 days ago. And because people are still talking about it, they are going to, they're going to keep going back to the interview. Yep. So, and Shannon's still dropping little clips from the interview. So, you know, so yeah. Um, So, yeah.
Heartthrob from '80s. I'm back. Heartthrob from '80s. I'm back.
Where did you go?
This is going to, I was telling my people that I'm on the show, doing the show with you, so I was telling everybody about it. Oh, I'm so excited. Heartthrob
okay.
from the '80s en road. I love it.
Well,
I love it.
I have to get ready to end the show, Heartthrob.
Well, I've still got to. What do you mean, end the show? I thought we were going to 11.
This show ends at 10. We have
all
11
right,
minutes
right.
left in the show. I have to end the
all
show.
Right, well,
you should have called in
let's...
at 8 o'clock. You should have called in at 8 o'clock.
Well, I'll be there. Everybody, I'll be back every Tuesday, 8 p.m., Heartthrob and the Road Show. I'm so excited.
We'll never Heartthrob and the Road Show. We'll never.
What?
You heard what I said. We'll never be Heartthrob and the Road Show.
Why not?
Why would I?
Well, I didn't put up Facebook posts and everything. Tell everybody I'm on the show. So are we going
to
get new site? Are you going to do a new logo?
Not your business. There will never be a Heartthrob and the Road Show.
So, yes, so we do a new logo. Everybody, Heartthrob and the Road Show every Tuesday with the Heartthrob and the Road to Stardom. I'm so fucking excited. Oh, yeah.
It's not happening.
Well, hell, the guy didn't even show up.
Hey, that's his business.
Well, I don't think he'll mind. So I'm gonna go and post up there on the Heartthrob from the 80s and Road Show. I'm going to go up there right now and post it. All right.
That's his business.
And I want a new logo by tonight.
Not going to happen.
Well, you can do it in the morning after breakfast. Okay.
Not going to happen.
After lunch. It's all right.
Not going to happen.
Oh, I'm so excited. I know you wanted to do the show with me. I knew it. Honey, I'm doing the show with Road now.
Well, I have to end the show.
All right. Well, see you next week. The Heartthrob and Road Show. Take care.
No Heartthrob and Road Show.
All
no
right,
Heartthrob
I'll see you next Tuesday. I'll see you next Tuesday. All right. Take care, America.
So I appreciate everybody tuning in to Sixth Road and World of Thought of Radio, Six Stars Radio. We'll be back next week with another great show. Appreciate you. I'll be back at 11 p.m. with an edition of the Indie Experience. You can never put the best in indie music at 4 p.m. on Six Sides Radio. Then you get the kids' Bible study. And then at 7 p.m., then you get Bible study, Six Sides Gospel Bible study, or Six Sides Bible study with Missionary Ken. Both shows are with Missionary Ken. The kids' one is at 4 p.m. And the regular Bible study is at 7 p.m. And for the regular Bible study, the number to call is 424-243-9617. I don't know the other one yet, so I can't give you the number. But that's that. For just Google Six Eyes Radio, and it should... The show should pop up, and just click on it, and you can tune in because it'll tell you. If you come back to Blog Talk, you put in Six Eyes Radio, and you just click on where it says live show. And the kids' Bible study is just teaching the kids about the Bible. So they have a better understanding. What else? And then our show on Lord Starting with you is be a week in the pages to the airwaves. Yep. Maybe never but the best. And well, you get the best in top, whatever the topic is. Whatever's going on in the world will be discussed on that show on Wednesday. That's at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any of the shows given on Road to Stardom Radio 6 Sides Radio, just go to blogtalkradio.com /Road to Stardom or /6 Sides Radio. And the station page will come up with all the archived shows as you can listen to shows. If you Google Road to Stardom Radio or 6 Sides Radio, you'll see the different platforms that we are on and you can listen to us through those platforms. So we got 5 minutes left. So don't forget, at 11 p.m. I will be rocking the airwaves for some great music. And I think tonight, it's raining and I want it to be in a mellow mood. So tonight I may go jazz. Put it in a mellow mood, go jazz. Yes, we got 4 minutes left. So, you can support and go to Starting Radio if you would like by making a donation through either PayPal or Cash App. And the PayPal is paypal.me/RoadToStardom. And the Cash App is $RoadToStardom. How you know you got the right Road to Starting, you will see the logo. You will see the Road to Stardom logo. There's no picture of what I look like, so it's the logo. So that's how you know you got the. And no amount is too big or too small that you would like to donate. Your donation helps keep the station going. Yep. Your donation helps keep the station going, because. So I appreciate you, as always. Keep rocking with your girl on Road to Stardom Radio. Keep rocking with 6 Sides Radio. I'm going to continue giving you great programming. So, we're going to end the show out with this.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by 6 Sides Radio.